beautiful piece of equipment here, man. This is beautiful. And, you know, it's the Super Bowl rings were great. There is something a little different about this one, you know, because you go through a career where everything is pretty much team. It's so it's kind of nice to have an individual award and have something that is that's in, you know, that's kind of like job well done. And so I would cherish this ring. It's pretty special. It's pretty big. I think I'll probably wear this a little bit more than the Super Bowl rings. They're all nice, but this one's pretty nice.
What's it mean to have this in front of the hometown fans? I know it's, you know, in Houston and Canton, it's a little different, but this had to be special.
Yeah, this is what I was looking forward to, this one, because it is, it's where it started. And all the fans and who's been behind me, my family and teammates and people who didn't get a chance to go to Canton, it was kind of a special day for them and for me to be around them and to share that with them. You know, we started on Friday. We had the banquet, and then Saturday I had an event at Stadium. So it was really a chance to give back to the people who have been there and supported me since day one. Since I've been here, it's just been an incredible amount of support for me, and it's really, it's been the right situation for me. So I couldn't have asked for a better city, better team, better fan base to make it at all possible. So you got to give back, man. And so it feels good to be able to share this moment with them.
What's it like standing with all of your Hall of Fame teammates out there also? You guys don't get together with all your gold jackets.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about it. And, you know, hopefully as the years go on, we get more guys with this gold jacket. And I was talking to, you know, Carl Mecklenburg. And, you know, you see what Dennis Smith is right there. And you talk to those guys, like, I'm shocked that team – you know, that era, no one on defense has the gold jacket. So hopefully we can get behind them and start to push it a little bit more to get more guys recognized. And, you know, because we're not represented the way we should. It's one of the most winningest franchise in the history. And so we don't have enough representation with this gold jacket. And I think that we need to get behind that, you know, get more campaigns behind it, put some awareness, you know, behind it. Of course, Pat Bowlen, in my opinion, should be the next guy in the Hall of Fame. And hopefully we can get momentum for him for next year. It didn't happen this year, but next year we got to get this man nominated to be the representative or the nominee for the contributor category.
TD, you talked about before you got the jacket, you were going to wear it all the time.
I do wear it all the time.
So when do you wear it?
I've worn this jacket so much. It's so beat up right now. I had to take it to the dry cleaner. I think I'm missing some buttons. It's so beat up right now, man. I've torn it up, but of course I wear this jacket. They don't have to ask me. Like, I'll do an event, and they'll say, well, can you bring the jacket? Duh. You think I'm going to leave my jacket at home? I'm bringing this jacket, man. Thank you, guys.